As the number of COVID cases in Michigan and around the country continues to decline, optimism is increasing that we could be finally nearing the end of the COVID-19 pandemic. This is Lisa Berry, and we've been checking in with local medical experts since the beginning, and with many questions still in our minds about what's happening right now, we thought it would be useful to check back in with Michigan Medicine Infectious Disease Specialist Dr. Sandro Sinti. How are you holding up?
Hello. Much better.
Good. That's what we want to hear. It's been over a year since we first connected. And tell us where you think we are, or feel we are right now in the pandemic.
Well, we're clearly doing a lot better. And I think a big reason for that is vaccination. And it's different in different parts of the country. But in Michigan, we have probably 45% of the population vaccinated. We need more, but I think that's having an effect on cases. And cases have come down dramatically. We have fewer cases in the hospital. People are feeling better about going out, and the CDC is supporting us in being able to do more things socially. So that's very nice, and it's nice at this time of the year to be able to do those things.
I think people do still have some questions, so
sure.
Hopefully you can help us. How well protected do you think we are if we are vaccinated, fully vaccinated?
There's very good evidence, and the CDC, I think they were a little, their communication efforts weren't great in the beginning when they said masks off, but it's based on very solid clinical data that has come out recently that the effectiveness of this vaccine, the vaccines that we're giving here in this country, Moderna, Pfizer, and J&J, are really excellent. And it continues to be the case that it's in the 90% range in terms of protectiveness, and also probably even higher than that in terms of preventing severe disease, hospitalization, and death. So I think we're in good shape there.
What are the risks of being around someone who is not vaccinated, even though you are?
Essentially very low, if any, risk. So people who are vaccinated, and the caveat would be immune compromised, severely immune compromised people. So people who have transplants, have had organ transplants, are on very high dose of immunosuppressants. And those people should be in contact with their physicians in terms of what kind of contact they should have. But otherwise, if you don't have immune issues, you're very safe, even if somebody has COVID that you're around.
I know a lot of people are planning get-togethers coming up this summer, and there might be younger children there. Is there a risk, again, if you're vaccinated and there are younger children who are not vaccinated?
Yeah, there's also evidence coming out that not only are you safe from getting infected, but you're also very unlikely to spread any COVID to anybody else. So the studies that were done looked at asymptomatic carriage. So basically, if you're asymptomatic and you're not carrying the virus, you're not going to be transmitting it. And so there's very low levels of asymptomatic carriage after somebody's been vaccinated. So vaccine prevents you from both getting sick and getting infected and from transmitting it. So you're safe. Your kids are safe, even if they're not vaccinated.
Here's the big question, because all along, and I haven't spoken to you in several weeks, all the experts I were talking to were not comfortable eating inside a restaurant at the point we discussed it. How are you at this point?
I think, again, let's talk about people who are vaccinated and who are not immune compromised. It's fine.
Okay.
They're not at risk.
All right, I've got some practical questions for you. Hugging,
yeah,
or shaking hands? Oh, is that a go?
Sure. Washing your hands, of course, but I've started shaking my patients' hands again, and it's really nice. And
mm-hmm.
I wash my hands before and after, but I always do that anyways. I think it's fine to do that, yes. Shaking hands and hugging and all those things can be done, again, if you're vaccinated.
That's big news.
Again, the caveat, we have to keep saying,
right,
if you're vaccinated, fully vaccinated,
right,
not just one vaccine. So you need two Pfizer, two Moderna, or one J&J. If that's fulfilled, then you're safe.
And what about summer travel?
I think it's the same thing. It's going to be people who are vaccinated and not immune compromised are going to be fine.
I'm hearing you say that we can get our lives back. Is that how
I think so. And there are concerns about variants that are out there.
Right, yeah,
and people are concerned, oh, okay, we're vaccinated, but what if one of these variants show up? And right now, there isn't a variant that shows any resistance to vaccines. There are a few variants where the levels of protection are just a little bit lower, but really you're still protected from the standpoint of severe disease, hospitalization, and death. So for our purposes and our discussion here, there's not really anything out there at the moment that looks dangerous to us, to any other place in the world in terms of resistance to vaccine. There's a Delta, there was just a news outbreak of this Delta variant that came out of India and has been in the UK, and it's causing more severe disease. It's more transmissible, but vaccine still works against it.
Let's talk about the effectiveness of a vaccine. If we hear it's 88 or 90% effective, what exactly does that mean?
I talk about it this way. If you have 100 people that would have gotten infected from COVID, they're in a room, those people without being vaccinated would have definitely gotten infected. If they're all vaccinated, only about 20 of those people or 10 of those people will get infected. So we're still going to see, and that's why it's difficult to bring up anecdotes, but we're still going to see people who get infected after being vaccinated. But we expect that because the vaccines aren't 100% at preventing symptoms. They're anywhere from 85 to 90%, 95% effective. So we still will see cases. But they won't be as severe, and people who get vaccinated have a lot less risk of going into the hospital and dying from this.
Where are we on mask usage? And for someone who wore a mask everywhere and all the time, it feels sort of confusing and almost, I don't know, vulnerable to go out in public or walk inside a coffee shop without one.
Sure, and I think some of it, when you're in your private residence or with somebody else, I think respect what the people around. If people feel concerned, then I would wear a mask. If a store is putting a list up there that says, if you're vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask, you don't need to wear a mask. You really don't need to wear a mask in public settings anymore if you're vaccinated. Again, if you're vaccinated and you're not immune compromised, it's different for immune compromised people.
Right, right.
The one place where we will probably continue to wear masks for a long time is in the hospital setting, realizing that we have to make sure that everybody's protected, patients are protected. But in other settings, being vaccinated has proven to be safe. And so you don't need, there are many stores now in Michigan that say if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. And so you don't.
When we look back at this pandemic, what thoughts do you have about how it was handled on many different levels, medically, in the media, CDC?
Yeah, boy, that is, how much time do you have,
right,
Lisa? My goodness. There's a lot that we have to look back on. I think communication is the key, and I think we have to continue to communicate because things change. And I tell all my friends that when I first spoke about this, on the news and in public, I said things that I wouldn't say now. I didn't think mask wearing would be helpful. I thought people would continue to be able to go to restaurants, and none of those things are true. So I think there has to be an understanding among the public that things change and that the messages change. But as communicators and as clinicians, we have to be better at communicating too. And I think one example is when the CDC came out and said masks off. Only a week before that, they were saying masks on in a very aggressive way. So it took the public by surprise. And even though it was based on science, there wasn't a lot of explanation as to why they were saying that. So I think people were a little bit taken aback. And we have to do better at that. I think we have to figure out how to communicate in the heat of these outbreaks.
I was told that pandemics don't, quote unquote, end. They just fade out. Do you agree with that?
I do. I don't think we should consider this the end of the pandemic. I think these infections with COVID will continue to circulate around the world. And remember, we have a vaccination rate of close to 40% in this country, but around the world, that's about 6%. Hmm. And so until we get much better numbers around the world, and it's not because the world doesn't want to be vaccinated, it's because they don't have access to the vaccines that we've had. So I was happy to see that the Biden administration and some of the other countries that had vaccine are now supplying it to countries that really need it also. But this is not over. The pandemic will continue. It doesn't mean that we're going to be stuck in our houses, though. It does mean that we have to continue to watch the news, watch how it's going around the world. Our scientists, we have a lot of people actively looking at the variants to make sure that there isn't one that's developed that will require a booster.
Will we get to a point where we say the pandemic is over?
Well, one of my colleagues, Mike Osterholm, said very early in the pandemic, he said, we won't be able to say anything for about 5 years.
Wow.
And at the time, I thought that was rather aggressive, but I think he's right. I think it's going to be a long time before we can say that COVID is just like flu. It's part of what we have to deal with every year. We've gone a lot more quickly in terms of being able to manage both the infections and protecting people with vaccine than we have in any other pandemic. But I think it's going to be around us for a while. We have to watch.
Michigan Medicine Infectious Disease Specialist Dr. Sandro Sinti, we appreciated your expertise at the beginning of all this, and we are very grateful that for all your work and talking to our WEMU listeners as well.
Thank you, Lisa. Happy to be here.